1970s were a time of revolution for British shoppers. Sitcoms like Are You Being Served cemented our national preoccupation with retail, whilst the availability of credit cards spread across the country, giving consumers power in their purses. But whilst television viewers were besotted with the camp camaraderie surrounding Molly Sugden's pussy, we were racking up huge amounts of debt, a trend that has continued to the modern day. In a bid to give better protection to those who spend using their plastic power, 1974 saw Harold Wilson's Labour government introduce the Consumer Credit Act. It was the first time that a British government had stepped in to regulate the enterprise. A lot has changed since then, and as a country, we're looking to new ways to underwrite our gyro-funded lifestyles. The war may have been won protecting those using credit cards, but payday loans represent a whole new battle for regulators. Payday loan companies are currently unregulated, and many charge interest rates into the thousands of percent. They've been criticised for their ease of access and light-hearted advertising.
With Wonga.com, you're always in control and money is sent within 5 minutes of approval, guaranteed.
I spoke to Lee Garnett from Leeds. He's been using payday loans to help with day-to-day costs for years.
We had bills come in, we had quarterly bills for electric, and I seen an advert for a popular payday loan company on the TV, and I also heard it on the radio, so I thought I'll just borrow £110 and pay, I think it was £150 back with the amount of time that I'd borrowed the money for. And it got to a stage where I was receiving 5 texts a day, and all of a sudden I get a text saying, hi, we are such and such, we can put £200 in your account today.
According to the Bank of England, the consumer credit market is worth £200 billion a year, with the average household debt laying at £54,000. Bob Ward has been campaigning for change in the sector. He believes the fact that in a recent poll showing 97% of people think that there should be a cap on interest rates proves the government needs to act, and fast.
There's a great dissatisfaction throughout society with payday loan companies, and there's a huge desire for tighter regulation to take stronger action, and that's happening now.
Later this year, further regulation will come into force. Joseph Surtees works for Step Change. He gives advice about what people who use payday loans should do.
Anybody thinking about payday loans has to be really, really careful, because of the very high interest and short-term nature of them. It's very easy to lose control. The idea of interest rate cap has got some merits, and if the correct interest rate could be found, that would be a good step forward. However, it's really the job of the Competition Commission to try to establish what that could be.
Until changes come into force later this year, the pounds and pennies of UK consumers will continue to line the pockets of payday loan lenders.